The Utah Jazz make us all lose a few years on our life as Minnesota puts out a feisty fight, outscores the Jazz in the fourth, but the Jazz hold on to win their eighth of their last nine. We'll talk about it coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 6200 South and 20th East. Stop. I got my mudslide cookie yesterday. I got the Rich's bagels for the kids. I did not find your little pretzel thing. I was going to take a picture and send it to you.
Yeah, they're there. They're right on the corner of one of the aisles. And yeah.
All right.
No, they're good.
All right. What is our takeaway here? It's a win. The Jazz have won two of three in this stretch here. They've won eight of nine. But they get like 33-16 after the Jazz blast the Wolves in the third quarter. 38-24. And frankly, it's a 23-point lead and the game's over. And I guess the game was over because the Timberwolves didn't have enough time to come back. But had there been another 5 minutes in this game, it certainly feels like Minnesota would have got it. But I guess on the other end, it was like the Minnesota had a chance to take the lead with about 3 minutes left. So late in the game, the Jazz had to get those stops and get it done.
Well, it was amazing how the game just started to turn around there in the fourth quarter. Karl-Anthony Towns just started playing just as free and mean and angry and just started making some things happen. Then all of a sudden, everyone else started to pick up on things. Thank goodness for Wiggins, because you know he kind of slowed things down. You know the way he started to play in that fourth quarter. But
I'm laughing because you said thanks goodness, and I thought to myself, if it was me right now, I'd be nasty and say for Andrew Wiggins, and then you did it. You actually said it.
But the negative part of that is that the Jazz took the foot off the gas and didn't still continue to be very aggressive and just try to blow this team off the floor. Started getting a little conservative maybe. And once Minnesota got the momentum going, then you have problems putting the fire out.
Minnesota's really good. They're one game below 500. They're lacking their point guards right now. They're a little shorthanded, but there's not like a huge difference between the Jazz and the Wolves, so that when the Jazz go up 23, that's a little unusual. And when the Wolves get it rolling, you're not going to stop them because they're really good. And that was something else. And then funky, weird things. They spread the floor out. They start getting their offensive rebounding going. It was a little touch and go there for a few minutes.
Well, especially when they start really – getting rebounds and just going coast to coast. I mean, they figured this is the only way we're going to win this basketball game is to try to get the Jazz in transition where their defense is not set, when Rudy's not involved protecting the rim, and just try to get all the way there. Start to play a little bit faster. Remember Coach Sonder talked about before the ball game about a structured speed. And I don't know if he meant that just use my athletes and let them go or just don't play helter-skelter. Didn't understand what he meant by that, but he wanted them to be – well, they got it going there in the fourth.
They certainly did. The Jazz win it by the final score of 106-102. Rudy was questionable before the ballgame. He ends up playing tonight and put together a pretty nice night. He had 18 points, 16 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and plus 15 in his 36 minutes.
Yeah, don't forget the 4 block shots he had there, and one of them late in the fourth quarter was huge. Now, Karl-Anthony Towns did go to the hole and threw one down on him, but guys like Rudy get caught in situations like that because they're always protecting the rim, and guys go in and dunk on them and stuff like that, but that's okay. Still, just think about the number of shots that he was able to block tonight, 4 of them, and the ones that he altered. So,
in retrospect, the play of the night is Karl-Anthony Towns got 2 really bad fouls early in the game.
Yes.
He goes out after 3 minutes. He comes back in the second quarter. There's a loose ball rebound that comes out to Rubio, and he attacks Towns immediately, draws his third foul, and he doesn't stay, you know, and then he's done for the first half. He played about 6-7 minutes in the first half. That play by Rubio, in retrospect, may have won this game.
Probably did. It really probably did, because now it takes him out, and I think Towns only had 4 points at the half. Come on strong there late in the ball game. But because of that, taking him out of the ball game, you know, he couldn't play. So they had to do it, try to win the ball game in a different fashion. But you're absolutely right. That was probably one of the key plays of the night.
It's interesting. We have some comments online on our Facebook Live edition of Postcast that I really disagree with tonight from some of our fans. So I will do so. The first one is from Rogers, says Rudy should have been put back in when the Wolves went on their run. Rudy played 36 minutes tonight. Yeah. Like you can't you need it. We need, if Rudy goes earlier, he doesn't have the juice to go make that play on the final play of the game where he forces Tolliver into missing that three. You cannot be asking more than 36 minutes out of Rudy, yeah, particularly if on a night where he was questionable.
Well, most players in the league, because of the style of play and the pace and everything, just think about what the Minnesota Timberwolves there. As we mentioned, that timeout that Coach Saunders called, Bayless was so tired, he would sit on the scores table before he went to the bench. So it's hard to get something out of a player, especially a top performance out of a player when they're just tired as hell.
Pretty awesome performance from Minnesota considering the fact they played last night in L.A. to put that type of juice together late in the game. The other one was too many threes by the Jazz. They go 13 of 40 from three tonight. They shoot 33% on those. The Jazz from two tonight were 24 of 54, so they shot about 42% from two. So I'm going to say too many twos, not too many threes.
Well, I'm saying just the opposite. 43s, that's.
But you're not making your twos. What's the value of them?
Well, they weren't making the threes either.
Well, but the point per shot is way better on a three than it is on a two.
Well, a lot of times you can get to the free throw line because of with twos, not so much from the three-point line.
Jazz on mid-range shots tonight, 9 of 26. Minnesota, 15 of 36. I would point out this. I would argue you win a four-point game tonight because your shot distribution offensively was way better than theirs, and your defensive prowess forcing them into 36 mid-range shots while you're only taking 26 of them and you getting, you know, an extra 10 three attempts or 15 three attempts that they don't get is why you won the game tonight.
Well, obviously, you know, the three-point shot is the Jazz signature. You know, they are so good at shooting threes and so good at putting themselves in a position to shoot threes. I mean, uncontested threes. And you know, so you could be right there strictly because of the way the Jazz offense is structured.
So the Jazz win it in heart-racing fashion, 106 to 102. First double-double in Donovan Mitchell's career, 24 points, 7 rebounds, and 11 assists for Donovan tonight. He went 38 tonight. So the Jazz really working their guys to the end as the Jazz shorthanded with obviously out Dante and without Neto and Rubio on a win minutes restriction, and the Timberwolves without the services of Rose, Teague, and Jones. And then Gibson got ejected, and Gorgui Dieng got hurt, and Robert Covington's already out. So
we'll see how healthy they are on Sunday. I mean, that's an early game on Sunday. We'll just see how healthy they are then.
Interesting game coming up Sunday. Jazz win their eighth of their last nine tonight and continue to march up the standings, moving, I believe, into sixth in their own with San Antonio not playing tonight. This has been Postcast on the Locked on Jazz.